Mice with two dads. No, this is not adoptive parenting. One dad provides the sperm, the other dad provides the egg. What? It's by genetic reprogramming of cells that have already differentiated into mature cells, such as skin cells. All of our cells originated from one cell that divided many times into cells that individually were then naturally programmed, each one to use its genes selectively to become different from others. The cells in mature organisms don't revert back to the cells that could become all kinds of cells, so-called pluripotent stem cells, many capable cells. Stem cells are the targets of many studies and even therapeutic treatments, such as repairing damaged hearts or replacing immune cells lost to disease directly or indirectly. For the mice, Katsuhiko Hayashi and colleagues in Japan grew mouse cells in culture and used various treatments to make them pluripotent. The next trick was getting rid of the Y chromosome that's in males, us XY types, and get the X chromosome duplicated to make XX cells. A final treatment induced these cells to become egg cells. Bringing the sperm and new egg together as in normal reproduction resulted in an embryo transplanted into a mouse surrogate mother. The babies were normal. The whole process could help circumvent some problems for some humans, such as women whose cells lack part of an X chromosome but who want children. It's a long path there. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy, viewable at greatschools.org.